Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and this is a follow-on from last week. We are recording July 19th, 2022 with the amazing Vicky Pace. Welcome, Vicky.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, I'm so excited. So last week we talked all about owning your power, your worth, and what happens when you become really good at owning your power, or you become very powerful, and then you stop owning your power and sort of that whiplash and friction. This week, we're going to dive more into inspiration, what's happening, what you've been manifesting. And I want to start with, what would you title this chapter of your manifesting success story?
The title of this chapter is called The One Where It's All Happening.
Yay! Yeah. Tell us why. Why is that the title?
Because it's all happening. I mean, it's always all happening, but I listed all the things that are happening and I was like, this is what I wanted in my life when I first started with you.
Yay!
I have it all now.
Yes. You do. And so I have a question that was not on the form. Mm-hmm. Would you have said, I think it was like a year and a half ago or 2020, year and a half ago, when you moved to Fort Collins, and listeners have heard this episode at this point, or you can go back and listen to all of Vicky's, but would you have said it was like, did you think it was happening then? Were you trying to like, tell us what's
trying to convince myself.
I was about to use those words, yeah. But I did not want to put that in your mouth.
Yeah. But you know, there was a lot that was actually happening, but I was still just in a very strong habit of giving away my power so consistently. I wasn't aware of it, that that's what was happening all the time in my life and in that relationship. So, because I was sort of always giving away power, I had to convince myself that things were great. I'm trying to come up with why.
I know why. Because because we have to, or you wouldn't be there, right? And you weren't ready to not be there. Mm-hmm. And so this happens all the time. And people get in relationships and they convince themselves that this is what they want. Mm-hmm. And it's not. And when you say that to everybody else, you have to start adjusting and believing it. And that means sometimes telling stories to yourself that aren't true or making things okay that really aren't okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I love it. All right. Yeah. I love that it's really happening now and you can see the difference. Yeah. And you had to go through all that. You had to you had to gain your power, and eventually you did in that relationship. And it's why you're not in that relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't conducive to you being powerful.
Yeah. And then I had opportunities after that relationship with other people that I remember it just was so fun. Like in the coach training, I'm hearing those coach calls I'm listening to now are from when I was like, this doesn't feel good, but like, it's good. And now me as a coach kind of listening to it again, I was like, Vicky, that's not it, honey girl. to have sort of owned my power so fully to leave that relationship and then start dating other people and seeing what it felt like fully owning my power and showing up as a powerful person in those first few dates with those random people and learning what that felt like. That was a whole new level of amazing, powerful manifester that I was becoming.
Yes. All leading to the chapter of It's All Happening.
Yeah.
Speaking of happening, what's your manifested total currently?
My new manifested total is $443,328.28.
Yay! How does that feel?
It feels so freaking powerful. It feels amazing. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a big chunk of that. Like, share with us where a big chunk of that total comes from.
I realized. So I manifested this amazing partner I'm with. He's just an absolute angel. And we very quickly realized everything is like we were just puzzle pieces that fit together beautifully, perfectly. It's amazing. And we very quickly, like, we realized after maybe 2 months that we loved each other. And then, like, 2 months later, we were like, are we moving into, like, yeah, we're moving in together. Just, like, all happened very, very much in flow. So all that to say, it worked out that he was able to buy a house, and with the understanding that I'd be moving in, and he got it for less than asking price, which is amazing.
It is amazing, yeah, in the Colorado market right now.
I know, gosh. And I realized that with the agreement he and I had set up financially, that I would be manifesting about $300,000 into this place. Yeah.
Yes.
And it felt it all feels very good and very truthful and honoring of everybody.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm going to ask, because I think it's listeners have heard your whole story. Like, it feels very different than the last time you moved in.
Yeah. And I didn't.
Your boyfriend bought the house, right?
Yeah. And I didn't count any of that at the time. It never occurred to me.
That's such an important fact, right? Yeah. Even then, it didn't occur to you, like, oh, anything of this goes in this total. But now you're like, oh, yeah, like, I manifested this.
Yeah, I did. And not only, like, I manifested it, but I also feel like, yes, I'm owning, I manifested it. I also, like, I manifested this person. And this person also leverages the law of attraction intentionally. And I would like to think that I am a good example for his manifesting journey as well. So,
yes, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, so much is happening. What's the coolest piece of evidence that you've gathered since our last interview?
Like, so many pieces of evidence. It's always pretty spooky when you make a vision board and you just kind of set it and forget it.
Yes.
And then then time goes by and you see a picture and you're like, that, I recognize that picture. And you look at your vision board and it's the exact picture you had. And not only that, but, like, I see these pictures everywhere now. I just am seeing them constantly. And it's so fun to celebrate these things and to own them as evidence. And I mean, so there's that. That's fun.
Yes.
And also hearing people say words that I have scripted, word for word phrases, conversations. It's so spooky. It's amazing.
Yay. Yeah. What does that feel like? Like, as a, knowing that you've created your life, you've created amazing things, but then now you're at the point where you're like, I wrote that. I know I wrote that. Like,
yeah,
I said that. You said that.
Yeah, it's like gas in your tank. It just, like, keeps, it just is like, hell yes, this is amazing. Let's keep going. What else can I manifest? This is so freaking fun. I'm so excited for my future. I'm excited for my present. I'm excited for my power. It just is, it's just the ultimate high.
Yay. I love it. And you did highlight on something that I do want to share, because I don't think this often comes up, but we do have a sort of set it and forget it approach to our vision boards, right? There's no assignment that's like, look at your vision board for 30 minutes every day or visualize that, or like imagine yourself walking inside you. There's nothing like that, right?
Mm-mm. No. And one of them, actually, in this most recent sort of up level of Manifest 10K I'm in, you start us on the process of making a new vision board. And then you're like, just finish it when you're inspired. And I don't think I've been inspired to finish it yet. I probably will once all the paperwork comes out of the boxes, but
yeah,
it's just so fun to think about that. Like, that is not how I used to manifest.
Right. And as a coach in training, learning to be an abundance facilitator for Enchanted Life University, like, do you get what, like, tell me what the power is in doing it like this, especially at this point in your journey?
The trust.
Mm-hmm.
100% the trust. Yeah. Because when you open yourself, when you own the trust and trusting the process, you are powerful. You are being a person who is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That was something I actually don't think I put those two things together till this exact second. But like when I first discovered you guys, you and Ginny and Enchanted Circle and all the things and the way you guys did things, I just was like, why are we talking about trust so much? This is so dumb. Like, give me all the things to do. Like, I just didn't get it. But it really is, it's a muscle you build until you get it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not just, you're not just kind of sitting there like a robot trusting, but you're opening up to more power and beingness by trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times trusting is just doing nothing and it's uncomfortable, but you'll be fine.
Right. And I want to add one part to that, because definitely is the trust, but it's mm-hmm. also like just starting the process of the vision board when you're trusting and you're open, like, you're putting in the energy, which is what matters, right? You were supposed to like come up with three pictures for this and three for this. And just putting the energy like into that, even if it's just the thought or the image in your head, is the creation process too.
Absolutely. And I was just thinking, like, I said, I think in last week's episode about, you know, the 20 minutes of LOA work you do, it's still the choices you make throughout the day. You have to build up to that. And I think I may have touched on this last week, but our Enchanted Life view is built in a way to help you build those muscles, especially in the beginning. It's uncomfortable, but you have that built-in support system, the built-in cheerleaders, the proven systems, and the change your money story videos. All of those things really set you up for success for the 23 hours and 40 minutes in the rest of the day, plus the fun little assignments you get to do in addition to all that. So, like, I would not have been able to DIY that before Enchanted Life
View. DIY, like building the trust, you mean? Which part?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I just would not have, like, I remember reading your books before joining, or one of them, I don't remember much, but I just remember being like, this is too much. I need help. Like, I would not have been able to do it on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And that's such an important realization. Like, it's just important, right? Like, because when you know that, like, you get help. Right. Yeah. And if you do think you can do it on your own, great. And if it's working, great. But if you're like, I can't, it's better to have a system and a support system.
A support system, a guide, cheerleaders. Yeah.
Yeah. All the things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to have cheerleaders? I don't know if I've ever asked you.
I don't know either. It feels amazing. Oh my gosh. I never put in here going to see Chana. I should have put that.
Oh yeah.
That's
go ahead.
Fun. So like,
great manifestation.
Great manifestation I created. I went on a work trip with my nanny family to like watch the kids for a big family wedding or whatever. And it was in Kentucky. And it just didn't occur to me that I knew anybody in Kentucky, because I thought I didn't know anyone in Kentucky. And it's interesting, when I do my coach assignments, I'm very focused on the coach assignments. I do them. That's that. But I had a morning off in Kentucky, and I just was inspired to go check my regular Enchanted Circle quad page, whatever. And I saw Chana had posted that she manifested a fancy dinner. And I was like, oh, I think Chana's in Kentucky. And in my mind, I was like, how big is Kentucky? And I looked up the restaurant, and the restaurant was like 25 minutes from where I was staying. And so in that moment, I like like the words just flew out of my fingertips. I just messaged her on the board and was like, I'm in Anchorage, Kentucky. Are you nearby? Here's my phone number. And she texted me and she was like 15 minute drive away. And we met up that day and hung out for coffee for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And my boss texted me while I was there. She was like, we're running behind, so you have another hour to kill. And I was like, of course I did. And it was just so, it was so powerful. I mean, I didn't tell her this. It was powerful for me as an abundance facilitator in training to hear her journey leading up to that moment and mm-hmm. her manifesting me, that I knew in the moment that she's growing. That was a big growth moment for her, and that mm-hmm. sort of her life was expanding and sort of bubbling up and opening, and that she was creating new pathways and a new way of living. And sure enough, the next few weeks of like coaching you were giving her on the calls, I was like, yeah, she was growing through some things in that moment. And it was just really fun to know that, like, me as a coach in training, that I saw that mm-hmm. going into it. It was also amazing for me, of course. It just was so freaking fun that I manifested that.
Yes. Yes, I love it. And so this, I want to use this as a bridge to talk about inspiration, because, you know, that's like, oh, let me go check on the page. Like, I just need to check, is inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something you were like, oh, should I check in today? I'm on vacation. Like, what should mm-hmm. I, like, there wasn't thoughts. It was like, oh, let me check in. And then you see it and you're like, oh, let me look this up. Oh, we're close. And I know that you even said to her, like, if it's inspired, let's meet. Right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Over texting. Cause one mm-hmm. of her texts, I just was like, oh, she might not be into it. She might have like, it's totally fine. I just remember being like, it's chill. If it's not a hell yes, it's cool. And she was like, no, it's a hell yes. I'll be there. And, you know, now I know what was her thought process and what was happening in that moment. And that was so fun. So
yeah.
Are you doing an interview with her soon? Are you going to talk about that with her? I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks from when we're recording. Yeah. which it won't come out until, for listeners, that story won't come out until years from now. But, yeah, she had intended you, right? She intended mm-hmm. like some more friends. Like, there was an intention that she set. And when we talk about inspiration, mm-hmm. like, that's what it is. It's both sides opening. Mm-hmm. And then following that, like, ooh, like, it's like an electrical like connection. I feel like, oops, somebody plugged it in. Like, oh yeah, let me go check on that.
And that's opening up to the trust too. If you're mm-hmm. sort of white knuckling all the things and howling it all throughout those steps, there's no room for those sparks of inspiration to connect to people like that.
Right. Absolutely not. Cause I mean, you're too busy to even, there's so many reasons why you won't see it. Right.
Yeah. And your brain is full of all the hows. So it's not, there's no space for these magical things to jump in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of inspiration, let's talk about furnishing the house you moved into last year and all that inspiration.
Yeah. So the house I moved into last year was amazing. I'm so grateful for that space, that sanctuary I created for myself. But it was like, I had a bedroom to myself and a bathroom to myself and this big living room to myself as well. When I moved in, I was like, I'm so excited. I am going to create an amazing living room. It's going to be beautiful. But I remember at the time, and I remember doing an interview with you, I was like, I'm going to manifest this. I could afford to buy all the furniture I wanted, but I was like, I want to manifest this. Oh my God, I just got chills. And, you know, 10 months goes by and I just was never inspired to do anything. I just was like, never inspired to go shopping or look on Facebook Marketplace or ask around. Just nothing ever. My brain never, I just almost used inappropriate words. My brain never let my mouth, I know, God, it's an interview with me. My brain never like sent the words out of my mouth to like do anything about it. I was never inspired. So And I trusted it. I didn't have any stories about it. I was fine. Like, life went on. I loved my life still. I loved where I lived. I think I ended up using that space mostly for yoga. So it was like, I still got to use the space exactly how I wanted it. And when Otis was around, like, he loved sleeping next to me while I did yoga, or he would like sit on me while I did yoga. And it just, it was just a lovely experience. So anyway, full circle, Nick and I decided to move in together, and he got this house, and we started the move-in process. And I realized, is this why I was never inspired to buy furniture? Because I'm moving into a space with someone that we both wanted to manifest furniture together for, you know, to have like a co-creator for manifesting these things. And sure enough, it's like, I was going to do a before and after video for TikTok. So I took a nice video of the empty space, and I was all like, oh, it's, I'm going to manifest this furniture. I can't wait to show you guys the video once all the furniture's manifested. And it's like, surprise, it's a new house. I didn't have to manifest that furniture.
Yes, I love that. And for listeners, I want to point out this key. If you don't get comfortable in this space, like, you can't let these things manifest. Like, you went 10 months, right? You know, so many people get so much judgment about that. And I've left spaces. I'm like, I know I've done this. Like, trying to leave. Like, when I moved into my new place, my couch didn't fit.
Yeah.
And so I like just got rid of it, but they're like left the space open until a couch showed up, and then another couch showed up. Right. And, but if we're not willing to leave the space, we never get to have these experiences. And it's not because, and so often what's in place of the space that you have done such a great job of getting out of your life is judgment, right? Judgment about not having a couch, judgment about not having a furnished, judgment about not whatever. Right. So very often what's filling the space that we need that for the magic of creation is judgment. And there was none of that. You're like, just never inspired. Like, I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah. And I also was thinking, like, at one point I was like, I have this nice chair and I do have a TV. So I could like put the chair out there and the TV and sort of act as if. And then I just never was inspired to do that either. So it just never kind of happened, and everything worked out way better than I could have. Like, I'm just thinking the space I held in that empty living room manifested a house.
Yes. Yes. A whole house.
A whole house.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I love it. So cool. Yeah. What about the other inspiration to not buy a plane ticket? Because this is so cool and part of your journey.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of inspired stories, I feel like a lot of times people are like, I want to be inspired to do something. But you forget that you can be inspired not to do something and manifest amazing things. So like, yes, the furniture. But this story, my boss they were going on vacation for a week in July. It's supposed to be next week, I think. And my boyfriend and I were talking about all these different trips, and he has all these miles. So it was going to be free to fly. We were ready. We were excited. We were ready. He was going to go back to Buffalo, meet my family. We were going to go to New York City, kind of tool around New York City for a bit. I just was like, you know, a couple times we'd be like, let's book the tickets to this weekend. Okay. And then we forgot about it, or it didn't happen. And I would like look on the site and I'd see the flights, and I'd be like, I just don't want to do this right now. And there was no judgment around it. It was like, oh no, now is not the right time. I'm not going to do it. And so I just kept setting it down. I was never inspired to do it. And, a couple weeks ago, I had mentioned the trip to my boss again, and she was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. My dad boss, her husband was getting a new job. So his vacation hours had changed. So they canceled that trip and just kind of forgot to tell me. So I didn't, and she was like, you can still take the week off, but we're not going to pay you for it. And I was like, oh, this is why I was not inspired to buy the flight, because if I had already bought the flight, I would not be getting paid for that week. So between that and the other expenses, I, by by not being inspired to do any, by being inspired to do nothing, I manifested $1,000.
Yay. That's awesome. Yeah. Amazing. And I want to wrap up this interview with your best manifestation and your Comic-Con, which is your Comic-Con experience.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go to a Comic-Con. Like when I lived in New York City for 7-ish years, I was always in the area when Comic-Con was actually happening. And I was always like, I want to do that. I want to go to there. And it just never worked out when I lived in New York City. And usually because I felt I didn't have enough money and I was not a person who was good with money at that point. So I literally could not afford it. And I could not afford to take time off of work. Like all of the things. And then I went on tour with the Children's Theater, obviously couldn't do it then. And when I came to Denver, discovered Denver had a pretty legitimate Comic-Con. And I knew at the time when I moved here, that was something I was going to do. But again, I was not the person who was good with money. So I had a good solid list of reasons why I couldn't do it. I didn't have enough money, couldn't take the time off, couldn't afford to take shifts off of work, couldn't afford to take a weekend off of shows. And then COVID hit. And then now everything's back online. It was like, and I manifested this amazing partner who's also into all the things I am and who has also never been to a Comic-Con, also always wanted to go. So it's like I am the person who's good with money. So not only could I afford it, I still have more than enough money. And I had, you know, budgeted, I picked a number of cash that felt good to like bring to invest in like art things. And so I had enough money to pay for any like doodads and knickknacks I wanted to buy, invest in. And I was able to invest in that beautifully, felt great. And not only that, but I had money left over after all of that. And I still like didn't have to it all just worked perfectly and it felt so great. And I am just so excited for this person that I've become that I can do all of these things that I want to do.
Yay. That's amazing. And
because I manifested this great partner. I got to do it with someone I deeply, truly love and I'm excited for life with. And we both got to experience it brand new together.
Yes.
At like both of us having this similar experience. And it was super fun while I was there, just seeing all of these artists and celebrities owning their prices and charging like exactly what they felt and just owning it and not apologizing for it. And like Elijah Wood charging $120 to get just to sign a picture. No, it's just like, this is great.
Yeah.
Great evidence. And artists like this, my thermos, this is like $50 and just people owning it. And me also being like, I can afford that and I want it. It's a hell yes. So.
Yes. Yay. Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, thank you, Vicky, for sharing this chapter of It's All Happening with us in your manifesting success story. And listeners, thank you for listening. Make sure to come back and check out what's awesome next time in Vicky's life.
The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.